Welcome to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. The Torah, when it speaks about the prohibitions and the safeguards of Shabbos, the Torah says that for 6 days you should work. And it finally says, L'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha, so that your ox and your donkey should rest. And from here we learn that a person is commanded to make sure that his animals don't work on Shabbos. That means that the animals are not allowed to do any type of malacha, any type of work on behalf of the owner. The same way that a person can't carry something, you know, out into public property, similarly, he can't have his animal carry stuff in public property. Now, we'll see that that's only a problem if it's something that's actually carrying. But if, let's say, it's something the animal may need or something that protects the animal, that's not such an issue. That's not necessarily a problem. Or maybe even something that's an ornament, perhaps, could be less of an issue. Although, if it's just for specifically an ornament and not a normal thing for the animal, that could be a problem. So let's see in the Mishnayos what the Mishnah discusses. Says the Mishnah, "Bameh behema yotze, with what may an animal go out into Rishus HaRabim, into public property, bameh ina yotze, and with what can the animal not go, and it's considered as if it's carrying something." Says the Mishnah, "Yotze ha-gamal be'afsar, a camel can go out with the rope bit that's in its mouth that's used to pull it. Vinaka, and a female camel, bachatam, with a nose ring." The female camels were sometimes very temperamental, and they would put a nose ring, you know, a ring through the nose, and that's how they were able to control it when the camel was out of control. Viluvdikis, and a donkey that comes from Luv, that Gemara tells us that someplace, which was a very wild donkey, baprumbia, it could go out with an iron bit. Visus basher, and a donkey could go out with its bridle. I'm sorry, and a horse with its bridle. V'chol bali hasher, and all animals that you have a collar on them, like dogs, yotzim basher, they're allowed to go outside wearing their collar, because since that they normally wear that, that's not a problem. V'nimshachim basher, you can even pull them, pulling their collar if you need to move them somewhere. U'mazin alein, says the Mishnah, and when it comes to tumah, when it comes to ritual impurity, if let's say the collar becomes tame, one can sprinkle it with the ashes of the para aduma, of the red heifer, while they're actually on the dog, for example. The Talmud Mekamed, similarly, you could take the whole dog and put the dog into the mikvah, and the collar, which had become tame, would now become tahar through the tefillah, through the immersion. Now, even though usually objects that are part of an animal don't become tame. However, the collar, since it is used for a human or utilitarian purpose, so then that's considered like an object that's used for human beings, and therefore the halacha is that would become tame. But with that being said, you could be mitarik, you could purify it by taking the whole dog, for example, into the mikvah with the collar on. However, the Gemara explains that, you know, even though you can take the dog in with the collar, if the collar is very tight and no water gets on the underside of the collar, that's a problem because tefillah has to get everywhere. We're talking about with the collar is not too loose, and when the animal's in the water, automatically the water seeps in to the area between the animal and between the collar, and that would be permissible to be tovel, to immerse it that way. Wishing you a beautiful and very successful upcoming day.